Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Oyem Broadcasting, Israel, in association with Kosher 101.9 Radio Around the World, Carlsbad, New Mexico. We ourselves are speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. We represent Brit Am. Brit Am believes that the Lost End tribes are in Western countries, and that in these Western countries they have found their expression, their tribal expression, through the Bible, according to the Bible. And this is where the Lost End tribes are, and if they are to be searched for anywhere, it is in these nations and amongst these peoples. And this is where the Bible said they would be. Our research proves this. Our research is based on biblical sources, can be found in our books, in our publications, and on our website. Britam, BRITAM .org, Britam.org, www.britam.org. Go there and you will find plenty of material of what we speak about. Plenty of references, plenty of notes, and many, many articles of great interest. We believe that the Lost End tribes are in the West. We especially consider the English-speaking peoples to represent the tribes of Joseph, according to the Bible. We have proven this, and you may go to our website and see articles on the subject, or listen to additional broadcasts that bring proofs and show how this can be demonstrated from the Bible and from secular sciences and studies. Amongst our beliefs, we hold that the Lost End tribes are in the West, and that the tribes of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh became primarily the English-speaking peoples. As you know, originally there were 12 tribes of Israel. These 12 tribes split into two sections. In the south was the Kingdom of Judah. From the Kingdom of Judah emerged the present-day Jewish people. The Kingdom of Judah was comprised of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, as well as representative minority portions of the other tribes. Most of the Israelites were in the Northern Kingdom. These Israelites in the Northern Kingdom were taken into exile by the Assyrians, and they lost consciousness of their ancestry. They lost their identity. They became known as the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. Nevertheless, they had been blessed. God had blessed them. They had received blessings. Each and every tribe had received its own blessing. In addition to which, the tribe of Joseph had received extra blessings of its own. We have an article on this that is entitled Genealogy of the Blessings to Israel. We've also given a short talk on the subject that you are all referred to. At all events, Joseph was divided into two tribes. Joseph became two separate tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. And these two tribes represent Joseph, and they moved together after the exile, at least to some degree, and they interacted with each other. Eventually, they settled in the British Isles, and from there they moved outwards. Ephraim became the inhabitants, the present-day inhabitants of Britain and its offshoot nations, such as Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the British, in South Africa, and related nations to Britain, whereas the USA became Manasseh. Okay, we will give talks and different articles explaining the manifold ways in which this division of the tribes of Joseph into Ephraim, Manasseh, and their present identity, Manasseh with the USA and Britain with Ephraim, may be demonstrated. At present, we're just giving you an overall view as to what the subject entails and to what our proofs are based upon, at least in part. We say that the USA is Menasha because of tribal demography. Tribal demography. Also that Manasseh was to become great after Ephraim. That Manasseh represents responsible representation. That America is named after Machiah, the firstborn son of Manasseh. The principle of capitalism. The nickname Yank for American. And the presidential system. I will explain now each point piece by piece. So under tribal demography, in other words, the division of peoples within geographical areas and their relative proportions and relationships to each other, we have shown in our book, The Tribes, and elsewhere, how within the British Isles, including Ireland, groups from Joseph settled. And we find individual groups with names, clan names, that are similar to the clan names of Joseph. The clan names in the Bible are to be found in Genesis 46 and in Numbers 26 and also elsewhere throughout the Bible. And these clan names became the names of tribal divisions in history, of small national groups in history. We find these national groups under almost the same name or very similar names in the British Isles in ancient times. And we can allocate each of these different clan names of these historical entities to clan names of Joseph. And we find a predominant proportion of clan names pertinent to Manasseh, pertinent to the tribe of Manasseh in the west and in the north of the British Isles. That is in Ireland, in Scotland, Wales, and the west of England. And from these areas, we see that 80%, much more than 80% actually, close to 90%, at least, of the early British settlers of the USA came from these western areas. In other words, the early settlers from Britain of the USA, they were the ones who determined the national characteristics at the very beginning, that these peoples were descended from groups who belonged to Manasseh. And a similar principle also pertains regarding groups in continental Europe, such as Germany and elsewhere, who emigrated en masse in whole bodies to the USA, as is known and as we shall speak about later. The second principle is that Manasseh was to become great after Ephraim. Britain is Ephraim, and has the characteristics of Ephraim. Manasseh is the USA, as we claim. And in the blessings to Ephraim and Manasseh from Yaakov, we find from the Hebrew and from according to biblical commentators that these blessings were to become actual in Ephraim and Manasseh. But Manasseh was to become great, was to be great after Ephraim. And this is shown in the Hebrew grammar and in the physical manner in which Ephraim and Manasseh were blessed. We shall speak about this later separately. To all events, since we identify the USA with Manasseh, this is pertinent. This is fitting to the USA. This is fitting to Manasseh in the same way that in a sense, the USA emerged from Britain and the USA became great after Britain. So too, Manasseh was to become great after Ephraim. Another point is that Manasseh represents responsible representation. The very name Manasseh in Hebrew embodies the principle of responsible representation. Of responsible representation, which is embodied in the USA Constitution. And the USA was formed on this principle. The American Revolution against Britain was on the principle of no taxation without representation. And this principle is embodied in the Hebrew meaning of the word Manasseh, and only in the USA do we find such a dedication to the principle of Manasseh as embodied in the Hebrew words. In the meaning of this Hebrew word. And once again, we shall speak on this subject separately. Another point is that America is named after Machiah, the firstborn son of Manasseh. Manasseh Jordan, his firstborn son, was named Machiah. That is what it says in the Bible. And the USA, or rather America on the whole, was named after Amerigo Vespucci. America in principle applies to the whole of North and South America, but in effect, in the world today, America and American is a word that applies to the USA. And if you want to speak of anyone else from elsewhere in the American continents, you use a more specific nomination. America means a citizen of the USA. American means someone who is a citizen of the USA. The name America comes from Amerigo Vespucci, but he himself received his name Americo from a Latinized version of the Hebrew name Mechir or Ha Mechiri, belonging to Mechir. Follows it indirectly, America was named after Mechir, the firstborn son of Manasseh. And once again, we shall speak of this subject separately and give additional evidence and explanation, but it's worth keeping in mind. One more point is the principle of capitalism. The USA is the foremost capitalist nation in the world. The USA promotes capitalism. The USA embodies capitalism. It exemplifies capitalism. It is considered the capitalist country with a C. It is considered the model capitalist nation in the world on which all other capitalist systems copy or emulate or measure themselves. Americanism and capitalism are one and the same, and this became even more sharpened, this distinction became even more pointed and emphasized in the recent Cold War between the USA, primarily between the free world and between the communist world, in which the USA was the foremost hero, the foremost proponent of the free world principles of freedom and of capitalism against the communist menace. So the USA and capitalism go together. We saw that the USA is also known as America. The USA is named after Mechir. The name Mechir in Hebrew means capitalism. The principle of capitalism is embodied in the word Mechir. And we shall explain this also in a separate speech, in a separate little talk. Another point concerning why the USA is America is the nickname Yank. Yank means American. Yank is a nickname for American. Even though they had the American Civil War, actually the Yankees were the North, the Confederates or Rebels or Rebs were the South. At all events in the world today, Yank is a nickname for an American no matter who. From no matter from what part of America he comes. Yank is short for Yankov, meaning Jacob. Yank, in effect, is another form of the word Jack, shortened form of the name Jacob. We find that out of the two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, Ephraim was attached to Joseph, was more an evolvement. An extension of Joseph, according to the commentaries, whereas Manasseh was more of pertinent to Jacob. He was a reflection of the principles of his grandfather Jacob. Of the personality of Jacob was reflected more through Manasseh. Manasseh is, in a sense, according to these commentaries that we will speak of at another time, Manasseh is an extension of Jacob, therefore Manasseh is called Yank, or Jack, or Jacob. And one more principle, even though there are others, one more principle that we have spoken of, and that we will talk about at more length, is the presidential system. In the Bible, we have the history of the Israelites before they were exiled, we have judges and we have kings. We find judges and kings coming and ruling over all of Israel, or at least ruling over the northern tribes from the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. We find people from both Ephraim and Manasseh ruling over Israel. But there's a distinction between them. And this is not something new that I have found. This is what other people have found, other commentators have found, and we will discuss this later and give the sources. But the kings from Ephraim, they tended to have absolute power. So they tended to be absolute monarchs or absolute rulers, whereas the kings and rulers from Manasseh tended to be princes, sar, sarim in Hebrew. They tended to be more princes than kings, and they tended to be appointed for specific purposes, for a specific task, definite task. They would be made rulers to do a certain job. And usually it was implied that their task, their authority would extend as long as they were needed. In other words, they were rulers with a great deal of power, but it was limited and it was specific. And this, in essence, is a presidential system, which is another pillar of the American being, of the American democracy, depends upon its constitution and its presidential system. And this is what distinguishes America from Britain. And this is what distinguishes Manasseh from Ephraim. So we see from all of these points, and there are more of them, that Ephraim is Britain, whereas the USA is Manasseh. In this talk, we concentrated upon Manasseh being the USA, and we will expand upon this subject later. The points we brought up were that according to tribal demography, the USA was populated by people who descend from Manasseh, and that these people were those who determined the national characteristics of the USA. We also saw that Manasseh was to become great after Ephraim, and we will speak of this at more length later. We saw that the name Manasseh represents responsible representation, such as is found in the American tradition and the American Constitution. We saw that America is named after Machir, the firstborn son of Manasseh. We also saw that America exemplifies capitalism. The name America, Machir, is in Hebrew a word that means the principle of capitalism. We also saw that America is Manasseh, and Manasseh reflected Yaakov, and the name Yank for American means Yaakov. And two, we saw that the presidential system, the principle of a prince, was the principle that characterized Manasseh rather than Ephraim. And this presidential system is indeed found in the USA, which is Manasseh. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi Brit and Broadcasting Israel.